now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 19th. This week in 1957, WCFL Radio in Chicago banned every single Elvis Presley record, and they were promptly picketed by the local Elvis fan club. The Beatles anthology documentary began its three-day run on television this week in 1995. In 1973, a 19-year-old audience member filled in at the San Francisco Who concert when their drummer Keith Moon collapsed. Elvis Presley's contract was sold to RCA Victor Records. The contract cost them an unheard of $40,000 at that time of 1955. In 1956, Elvis's movie Love Me Tender was released nationwide, and Elvis's largest grossing movie, Blue Hawaii, premiered in 1961 this week. Minutes before U.S. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, Bobby V., Dick and Dee Dee, and Dale and Grace all waved to his motorcade from outside the rehearsal hall this week in 1963. Simon and Garfunkel appeared as Tom and Jerry on American Bandstand this week in 1957. The second British Beatles album with the Beatles was released this week in 1963. It was called Beatlemania with the Beatles in Canada, and eventually Meet the Beatles later on in 1960, beginning late 63, early 64 in the United States. Jerry Lee Lewis was arrested outside of Elvis Presley's Graceland mansion waving a gun. The King wasn't home at any rate, didn't matter, and it was in 1976. In 1969, John Lennon returned as member of the British Empire Medal to protest Britain's involvement in Biafra and Vietnam this week in 1969. The band performed their last waltz concert at the Winterland Garden in San Francisco in 1976. The Beatles' White Album was released this week in 1968. The Supremes appeared before Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Variety Show in London, England this week in 1968, and the Queen gave their performance of Somewhere a standing ovation. Cadillac Records, the loosely based story of Chicago's Chest Records, had its world premiere this week in Hollywood in 2008. In the studio, Gary Lewis recorded This Diamond Ring in 64. Also in 64, Bobby Goldsboro recorded Little Things. Bob Dylan began recording his first self-titled album this week in 1961. The Young Rascals cut Good Lovin' in 1965. And Jack Scott recorded What in the World's Come Over You in 1959. Birthdays this week. Jesse Colin Young from the Young Bloods is 82. Hank Medris from the Tokens, born in 1938. Norman Greenbaum is 81. Joe Walsh, 76. Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers Band, born in 46. Dr. John, born this week and having a birthday. His date, unfortunately, is blank here. I don't know why. Livingston Taylor is 73. Terry Stafford, born in 1941. Betty Everett, born in 39. Lee Michaels is 78. Pete Best, the ousted drummer from the Beatles, who was let go from the band in 62, is 82 years old this week. Donald Duck Dunn, the bass player with Booker T and the MGs, born in 1941. Pardon me. Tommy Alsop from the Crickets, who flipped the coin with Ritchie Valens for the seat on Ritchie Valens' ill-fated plane, born this week, 1934. Percy Sledge, born in 1940. Bob Lind is 81. Sonny Jirassy from the Outsiders and later Climax, born in 1946. And the late Eileen Barton. If you were young enough, you'll remember this. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. She was born this week in 1929. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 19th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.